Okay, so let's talk about this big shift in Ethereum's future. The plan isn't just about tweaking things. It's a complete architectural rebuild to ensure long-term viability.
I think we all agree the incremental approach is no longer cutting it close if we want to keep up with quantum threats and go further than the current speed.
And at its heart, this is about three pillars: zero-knowledge proofs using Starks, quantum-safe cryptography, and a reimagined execution environment that's modular rather than rigid.
Basically, we're aiming to strip away technical debt so the network can scale efficiently without needing trusted setup ceremonies for every transaction. It feels like a massive strategic overhaul designed to keep Ethereum relevant over decades.
I love that you mentioned efficiency first, and future-proofing crypto standards are essential for survival against quantum computing attacks. We need those standards to survive long-term threats, not just today's.
Absolutely. And there's also the evolution of storage. Instead of downloading full block histories, we'll use Virkle trees and data availability sampling to reduce state bloat, while still allowing nodes to verify data securely.
That sounds like a game changer for bandwidth efficiency, without losing security guarantees.
And the execution environment. It's going to evolve into a more modular system, capable of processing independent transactions simultaneously, which is perfect for specialized use cases like gaming or high-frequency trading.
So it's not about making Ethereum faster, but cheaper and more efficient by reducing the raw computational load required for verification.
And that means existing smart contracts can continue to function, while new projects have to adapt to updated cryptographic primitives.
It's also crucial that developers expect a gradual rollout of these changes without disrupting the entire ecosystem too much.
That sustainable migration approach is vital so users and devs don't face abrupt changes in their infrastructure.
Great points, speaker two. But I think we need to remember the timeline. This isn't a series of small patches. It's a 3 to 4 year cohesive multi-year project that prioritizes security and scalability over speed alone.
Exactly. It feels like a massive strategic shift designed to keep Ethereum secure, scalable, and relevant for decades.